The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that Pei Tesem Abeis, relates the famous dialogue that takes place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ovis. Amrav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amrav Yonis, Amaydik Siv, Apostle in Yeshaya, Kato Avinu, Kavram, Lo Yodanu Yisrael, Lo Kirenu, Ata Hashem Avinu, Goyaleinu Me'olam Shmecham. Says the Gemara, Lost Lava Yemel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Banecha Chotoli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Avram, your children have sinned. Amra Lefanov, so Avram says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yimocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should be destroyed, Pash Pshat, for having done Averis. Amar Eimel El Yaakov, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me have a conversation with Yaakov. The Havlet Tzera Gidl Bottom, we know Yaakov had the Shvatim and he had all sorts of trials and tribulations and bringing them up. Let me have this conversation with them. Because, with him, Efshad the boy Rachmelei, maybe Yaakov Avinu will ask for Rachmanis on them. Amalei B'nachachatu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, your son have sinned. Amalei Fon Rebbein Shalolim, Yimochal Kiddush Shemecha. Then they need to be destroyed. Amar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Loi B'sabi Tama, not with the elders. The first of our Ovis, Avram, is their Tam. V'loi b'dar d'ki Eitzah, now with the youngest of our Ovis, Yaakov, do we find Eitzah. Amar loi, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses Yitzchak. And he says to Yitzchak, b'necha chotoli. Amar l'fan ribbono shel olam, b'nai v'loi b'necha, and I'm my children, not yours. B'shoshik dima, and he continues, l'fanecha nasa v'nishma, when Klal Yisrael pronounced Nasa v'nishma, didn't you call them at that time, Karasle b'nei b'chayri, you called us your children, Achshav b'naihaim v'loi b'necha, now they're only my children and not yours, void, and then Yitzchak continues, and he says, Kamachatu, let's understand really what is the scope of the Averis that are done. Kamish noisav shel Adam, how long does a person live? Shim Shana, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yimei Shneisenu Behem Shivim Shana. Dal Esrim Delay Anshin Layu. So Yitzchak says the first 20 years don't count. The first 20 years don't count because people don't do Averis during the first 20 years. The Averis that are done during the first 20 years don't count. And this statement of the Gemara is the source for a very interesting and significant discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim, exactly at what age does a person become a Ben Einshim. Because our Gemara very clearly is stating that it's at the age of 20. Yet we know that a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13 years old, a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12 years old. So how do we understand that well-known fact when our Gemara is saying that it's at the age of 12, that the age of 20? So one pshat that perhaps can be suggested is that, of course, under normal circumstances, a girl becomes bar mitzvah at 12, a boy becomes bar mitzvah at 13. However, the Rishonim indicate that if a child is born prematurely, he's born at 8 months, even though he, Baruch Hashem, is a Ben Kayoma, and he does, Baruch Hashem, survive, there are many Rishonim that are of the opinion that such a child does not become a godel until he's 20 years old. The Ramban holds this way in the name of the Raiva, the Rajba. There are many Rishonim that hold this way. They're quoted in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Because since he's a weaker child, he was born prematurely, his age of godless is only at the age of 20. If that's the case, we could well understand our Gemara. Yitzhak Avinu didn't mean to say that every child becomes a gadol only at the age of 20. Of course, he becomes a gadol. Most children become gedolim at a much younger age. But since there are, as we just said, situations where godless is not attained until 20, that's what Yitzchak meant. But of course, that's not Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. And therefore, there are many different approaches in the Rishonim and the Achronim how to view this question. Rashi says another raya. Rashi says that we find in the Dor HaMidbar that HaKadosh Baruch did not punish anybody until they were 20 years and older. The Pasuk says, "B'midbar hazeh yibu pigreichem b'ben esrim shanu umala." And the Yerushalmi very clearly, Masechta Bikurim, explains why only from the age of 20. Tzeimem esrim shana she'ein beznin shamala onshim v'karusim. That there is no onish from the beznin shamala before one is 20 years old. So what's Rashi saying? Rashi saying there's a difference in punishment that's given by the beznin shamala, which is at the age of 20, versus the Bezdin Shomata, where the age is the age of 13. And there arises that the age is only from the age of 20. The Bartanura says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Parakei, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Ben Esrim Lirdoif. So, what does that mean? Says the Batanura, at the age of 20, he becomes subject to punishment min hashamayim. So here too, we see a raya that the age of 20 is the age at which punishment begins to be given. In fact, I saw a beautiful vort from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks a question, a very well-known question. Anybody who ever attends a bris, this is the Beis Yosef in Yerideya, Simen Reish Samachay. At a bris, we wish the child, the parents, she gadloi, that she raised the child with Torah, l'chupa, l'masim toivim. And the question is, should we say with Torah, l'masim toivim, l'chupa? Because a child, this child that just had the bris, yes, at the age of 13, he'll become mechuyev in ma'asim toivim, but he's not obligated to get married until later. V'shman esrei l'chupit says in Pirkei Avos. So why do we say Torah u'l'chup u'l'ma'asim toivim? Says the Beis Yosef. According to our Gemara, it's very well understood. Because since a child is only... Since a person is only mechuyev and einshim at the age of 20, but as we just said, he's supposed to get married, at least in the time of Chazal, at the age of 18. So the chuppah comes before the ma'asim toivim. And that's why we say l'toira, because the obligation to learn Torah, the father has that obligation immediately. L'chuppah comes when he's 18 years old. Ulamaisim Toivim, that'll be responsible for his actions, come when he's 20 years old. And actually, I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer, in Shilos Tshuvos, Chelek Dalid, Siman Tezayin, says, with this we could understand the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chof Tes Amabeis. Because the Gemara says, Amar Rav V'chein Tana Debe Rishmol, Ad Esrim Shona, Yoishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits until when the person will get married. Once somebody becomes 20 years old, and he didn't get married, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says his bone sharat. So he explains why the age of 20. Because as we're learning in our Gemara, one is not nenash, one is not punished until he's the age of 20. So till 20, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol cannot have any claim against him. There are, on the other hand, those that take a different approach. Rashi, in Masechta Erchin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and so too Tosfos, says that certainly all punishments begin from when a child is of the age of Bar Mitzvah. The question obviously becomes, so what do we do with our Gemara? In fact, the Baalei Tosfos in Parshas Vayeshev say a very bechiddush. The Baalei Tosfos in Parshas Vayeshev seem to say that a child, even maybe below the age of Bar Mitzvah, could be held accountable for his actions. Because the Baalei Tosfos say, in the story of Erva Onan, the children of Yehuda who died, that they were even below, they were 8 years old. And the question is, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have punished them when they were so young? So he says, he quotes Rabbi Yehuda, they quotes Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, She'ein adover toli b'shonim. It doesn't depend on age. El b'das u'machshova. Ki yesh mi she'af she'ein ben yud gimel shonim. You could have a child that's even less than 13 years old. V'hu orim b'das l'rol o'toiva. He's intelligent enough to distinguish between what's right and what's wrong. V'alze nemar k'kol l'vavis dorish Hashem v'kol yetze machshovois mevin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he sees an intelligent child, will understand that that child, Shechas v'shalom, perhaps have to leave the world earlier. What do we do with our Gemara? That our Gemara says that the punishment is only at the age of 20. So the Mefarshim say, the Chacham Tzvi takes this approach, and the Chassam Sofer takes this approach, that our Gemara is a Gadata, and from a Gadata we don't necessarily prove halachic position. The Chassam Sofer wants to make the following distinction. The Chassam Sofer says that under normal circumstances, certainly a person is punished, it becomes mechuyi b'mitzvahs for when he or she are bas or bar mitzvah. Only under certain circumstances is the age a later age. And that is if it's not an Aveira, he wants to say, that's not explicit in the Torah. It's only when something is very a unique situation. He brings a very nice Raya. We know that Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, in describing Sari Menu Sitkis, Bas Kuf Kabas Chof. When she was 100 years old, she was like 20 years old as far as not doing Aveiras. So we see from that Rashi that the age is actually 20 years old. So he says that that's only regarding Sarah Menu, because Sarah Menu lived in the time before the Torah was given. So at that age, at that time, one wasn't, Nenash wasn't punished before 20. But once the Torah was given, and the age of adulthood is established at 13 and at 12, that's the Zman under normal circumstances of Onshin. The Noida Behuda has a tshuva in Madura Tinyana Yoridea Simen Kuf Samach Dalad, where he has a discussion, where he had the question that was posed to him was, Rachman al-Tzlan, somebody lost a child at a very young age, and that child was buried and never had a bris mila. And we know, he says, they were supposed to try to avoid opening a kever after somebody was buried in it. It causes a cherdas hadin. And the question was, could they open the kever of this child since he's so young? And the Noda Behuda there goes into a discussion, at what age does one become nenesh? Does he become obligated? Noda Behuda has a very interesting approach. He says that certainly the age is from bar or bas mitzvah. He says, but that's only ba'olam hazeh. Ba'olam haba, the age is from an older age, from when somebody's 20, is the only chayiv. And he explains what an interesting approach. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people, Rahman Slon, part of the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them is that others should learn from their actions. And if the purpose is others should learn, so that's in Olam Hazeh. So that's why the age in Olam Hazeh is a younger age than the age in Olam Haba, where nobody sees the punishment being given to these people, and therefore it could be a later age. Interestingly enough, the Noda Behuda, however, concludes that even though this child was very young, and certainly below Bar Bas Mitzvah, there shouldn't be any Cherdas Adin, he says, in order that this child, when he gets up by Tchias HaMesim, should not be embarrassed that all Jews had a Bris Milah, and he did not have a Bris Milah, says the Noda Behuda, we should make a Bris Milah, we should open up the kever and make a Bris Milah for this child. But then the Chacham Tzvi asks the question in the name of the Maral. There's Chacham Tzvi in Simen Memtes. He asks that if our Gemara is saying that there's no Einish Karis, as we started the Shir, that the opinion of many Rishonim is that Einish Ba'olam Hazeh is at the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, Einish Ba'olam Hazeh Haba is at the age of 20, and Karis, of course, is a punishment that's given min hashamayim. So they ask the question that we learned many times that the Chiv and Shabbos is the perfect example, that any Aveira for which there's a Chiv Karis, if it was done b'mezid, if that Aveira was done b'shoigid, there's a Chiv Chatas. So ask the Maral, if our Gemara is suggesting, and so is the opinion of many Rishonim, that there is no Einish B'day Shemayim for a child, for a person who's less than 20 years old, so there's no Chiyuv Karis for somebody who's less than 20 years old. Does that mean that if somebody who's less than 20 years old did an Aveira B'shoigi, they wouldn't be Chayiv a Karban Chatas? It was saying that Chatos and Kares travel together. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says a pshat, and I think this is perhaps what the Chacham Tzvi means to say as well, is that when the Gemara says that Kares and Chatos travel together, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that if you would have done the Aveir B'mezid, you'll get Kares. So if you did the Aveir B'shoigi, Yechai, the Karban Chatos. What the Gemara means to say is that why is the simen, why is the Aveira, for which Aveira is the Chiyuv Chatos? For an Aveira where there can be a Chiyuv Karis. It doesn't mean that this specific individual would come to a Chiyuv Karis. It means that if it's such an Aveira that you Chiyuv Karis for it, that someone can be Chayiv Karis for it, then that's the Aveira that's in the category for which B'shoigig there's a Chayiv Karban Chatos. So therefore, even if this person is below 20 years old and he wouldn't be Chayiv a Karban, he wouldn't be Chayiv Karis, as our Gemara seems to indicate, Chatos, he still would be Chayiv. And this is very relevant, La'loch L'maisa, because we say Karban, many people say Karbanos every day, and many people, after they say the Parshas Chatos, they say, Im Neschay Yirotzen, Im Neschayafti Karban Chatos, that if I was Mechuyim Karban Chatos, so my saying the Parshas Chatos should be considered like I said the Karban Chatos. So the question is, should a person who's under 20 years old say that? It was saying now that if you're under 20 years old, you're never Chayav Karban Chatos. But according to the way we're learning, it may be that even if you're under 20 years old, you certainly can bring a Karban Chatos and should certainly say the Parshas Chatos. However, the There's a very interesting discussion from the Prima Godim in his Sefer Tevis Goyma and Parshas Chayisara, where he discusses what would be the halacha if somebody was under 20 years old and he did an Aveira B'Shoyu. He has a suffix. He has a question if he did an Aveira. And we know that if somebody has a suffix if he did an Aveira, if he certainly did it b'shogig, he'd be chayiv a carbon chatos. When he has a suffix, he brings an Oshim Tolu. And the Prima Godim over there discusses, would somebody under 20 years old have to bring an Oshim Tolu? And the explanation is very understandable. Given that we're learning that the level of punishment that a 20-year-old has, someone under 20 years old, is much less. And as we're learning now, because there's no chorus when somebody's under 20 years old, so it could well be that a person under 20 years old would not be mechayev in Oshim Tolui. And again, therefore, if somebody says the parasha of Oshim Tolui and he's under 20 years old, certainly he shouldn't perhaps say Yirotzen Shem Neschayafti Karben Oshim Tolui, because maybe if he's under 20 years old, he'll never be mechuyev a Karben Oshim Tolui. Similarly, I saw that the Masham in Chelik Hay, in the Tshuvas Chelik Hay, Simon Lamed, discusses a terrible situation where there was a boy that got into an argument with another boy, and he threw a very heavy object that at him, and it landed on his head. And ultimately, this victim, after a while, after 8 days, got very sick and ultimately passed away. And the doctors determined that he died from that wound. And the person who had perpetrated, the boy who had perpetrated this terrible sin, was a boy that was under 20 years old. And we know the halacha is that koyin shaharag es hanefesh, a koyin that killed someone, is not allowed to say birkus kahanim, is not allowed to duchen. And the question that was posed to the Marsham, this boy was a koyin, should they allow him to duchen? And the Marsham takes a lenient approach based on what we're learning, because he's learning that since he was under 20 years old, he's not a ben einshim, and there are other factors to take into consideration, and he takes a lenient approach. However, we can perhaps suggest that this question, at what age does one become obligated, is really based on a machlokes of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Because the Gemara in Masechta Moed Katan discusses at what age is it considered that if somebody Rechman Tzlon is Chayif Karis, at what age does that happen? So the Gemara says, and that Chof Ches Amin Aleph, Meis B'Chamishim Shana, Zui Meis is Karis. Tosfos, however, quotes a Yerushalmi that says, at the age of 70. What is the machloikus of the Bavli in the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is saying that we start counting from the age of 20. The first 20 years, they both agree their age is 50. But the Yerushalmi is saying that the first 20 years don't count, as we're learning in our Gemara. The Bavli, on the other hand, says that holds that we start counting even from before that. But one will therefore ask, even if the Bavli is disagreeing with the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli says we don't wait to count from the age of 20, we could start counting from the younger age, a bar or bas mitzvah, it should still not be 50, it should still be 60. But if we remember the sheet of the Bavli Tosfos that we quoted earlier, that says that even the age of 13 or 12 are not a hard and fast age, and it depends on the maturity of the child, so it could even be younger. And therefore, the age, the count, may begin younger. And in fact, the Steichemed has a very interesting discussion about what age does one become responsible. And he quotes the famous Gemara in Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when Shmuel Hanavi was 2 years old and he was in the Beis Hamikdash by Eli, and they needed to bring a carbon, and Eli was looking for a Kohen to slaughter the animal, to shech the animal. And Shmuel tells Eli, why are you looking for a Kohen? The Loch is Shechita K'sheira Bazar. Anybody could do the Shechita, even a Yisrael. And Eli tells Shmuel, Meima Shapak Amrit, what you're saying is correct. Ava Moira Halocha at Bifnei Rabbach, you are Moira Halocha in front of your Rebbe, Bekara Moira Halocha Mechuyi Misa. And Chana, as the Gemara describes this so beautifully, comes and begs Eli, Al Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti, spare this child because I've davened Tashem Hazeh for this specific child. So the question is, he's a two-year-old. A two-year-old is not mechuyi b'mitzvahs. But if we follow the opinion that we just quoted from Tosfos, from the Bali Tosfos, that it really depends on the intelligence of the child. So this child, Eli Shmuel, obviously, even at this very young and tender age, was very intelligent. And therefore, he was able, Eli said, you're intelligent enough to be obligated and to be responsible for what you said. Of course, the Mefarshim are very troubled with this pshat. He was a two-year-old, and even if he's a very intelligent two-year-old, he's still a two-year-old. So the Stei Chemed has a very interesting approach. The Stei Chemed says that if somebody ate poison, even if he's very young, Rachman Lutzlan, he's going to, if it's fatal, it could be fatal. Why is he going to die? He's certainly not responsible for his actions. The answer is, it doesn't make a difference. If you eat poison, that's what's going to happen to your body. He said what Eli was saying was that the Aveira of Moirid B'Malchus is such a type of Aveira that it makes no difference if you're intelligent or non-intelligent. You are Mechuyev Misa. That's what Moirid B'Malchus brings, and therefore it makes no difference what age you are, you're Mechuyev Misa for such an Aveira. Interesting to point out that Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Shaila HaTshuvos Lachmei Toida that says that if our Gemara is teaching us that one is not mechuyev b'mitzvahs, is not mechuyev karas until he's 20 years old, and we know there's a cloud throughout Shas, the Gershon is Gayer, Kikotin Shanoi L'dami. So he says that every ger, so that means you get 20 years of free pass. The first 20 years of your life, you get, so to speak, a pass that you're not responsible, b'day shemayim, for your actions. So he says, if that's the case, a ger, for the first 20 years, kekotin shenai l'dami, and for the first 20 years, he's not going to be held responsible for what he's done. Only after 20 years does the count begin. And that Stei Chemed that I quoted, the Stei Chemed has a discussion. So if we're saying that until 20 years old, or even if we say till 13 years old, one is not responsible for his actions, so what happens if Rachman Litzlan, and he says that's why, in fact, the minig is, that if somebody is under bar mitzvah, he doesn't say Birchas HaGoymel, because you can't say HaGoymel Chayovim Toivis. And we know the definition when we say the Birchas HaGoymel, of HaGoymel Chayovim Toivis, that I was chayiv, I was held responsible for doing something, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. But if you're on the Barabbas Mitzvah, you're not a chayiv. And that's why, even though we're mechanech children to do mitzvahs, the minhag ha'olam is that we don't have a child, if he's below bar mitzvah, if something happened for which you would have to say Birchas HaGoymel, the minhag ha'olam is that we don't say Birchas, that children on the bar mitzvah don't say Birchas HaGoymel. Very much in line with what we're learning. Because certainly when they're below a bar bas mitzvah, they're not really responsible for their actions. So the question therefore he asks is that why If a child dies under Bar Bat Mitzvah, do we say Kaddish and do we do all Tzedek HaDin if he's below Bar Bat Mitzvah and he's not Mechuyiv Ba'anshim? So some Mefarshim take the approach that we've been learning in our Shir, that we see that even a younger age, one could be held responsible if they're on that level of maturity. He quotes a Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Menachem that says that we know there are many neshamas that come to the world more than one time. So it could well be that this neshama, even though in this Gilgal, when they were in the world, were so young when they passed away, we don't know what this neshama was in a previous Gilgal. And we're saying Kaddish for the neshama, for all of its Gilgulim, for whatever it had to accomplish in this world. But the Eibishter should help that we should never have any of these problems. We should only have simchas, and we should never be mechuyi ba'onshim.